end of the year here.
It's Carl.
You guys don't want to bring on any, you know, equipment right now. 179.
Hello, is Carl there?
We're talking to him.
Hey Carl, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I was just following up on a pre-approval that we had sent out to the business a couple weeks back. It was based on some lending that you guys had done with Lease Corp of America, if that rings a bell to you at all. And I just wanted to circle back with you and see if you had anything in the pipeline coming up at all, you know, as we get closer to the end of the year.
No, we do not.
You guys are in pretty good shape right now.
Yes, sir.
Any projects coming up or anything like that?
We got projects going every day.
That's good. Glad to hear that. So you guys are pretty busy.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You guys doing better than last year? Growing?
About the same.
Oh, about the same. Are you guys trying to do anything a little bit differently in order to grow at all?
Not necessarily growing, not wanting to grow an extreme amount. So
you guys are pretty
good.
Trying to stay pretty much where you guys are at right now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Is there any typical time of the year when you guys do your financing for the company, or is it more just like as needed?
We don't finance a whole lot, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? Okay. You use the company cash flow a lot?
Pardon me?
Is it the company cash flow that you use a lot of?
Yes.
Yeah. And does that, you know, work out well for you guys?
It has, for the most part.
Yeah? You know, you guys have never, you know, thought about, like, if something were to ever come up and you guys used the money of the business, that there would be no money left?
So we have other means of obtaining money from assets that we have.
Oh, okay, good. So you guys have a good amount of assets then, I assume.
Yes.
And are you guys usually involved? Are you involved in the construction, like the building side of things, or are you guys more on like the consulting side?
Both.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Do you guys ever, you know, bring on any equipment or anything like that?
Yeah, we try to pay cash for it.
Do you guys ever run into the instances where you don't pay cash for it?
Not very often.
Not too often, but sometimes?
Yeah, every once in a while, then we decide what we need to do.
And do you guys usually just go after some sort of equipment financing with like a local bank or something like that?
Not necessarily. We have other means of getting that. We haven't really got into needing equipment that we couldn't get financed from the person we were getting it from.
Oh, okay. So, like, from the vendor straightforward.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Okay, well, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, pop in and see if you guys ever had anything that you might needed some financing for. Because what we do is equipment financing and working capital. And we work a lot with construction companies. I know you guys have, you know, contract-based jobs where you guys don't get the payment until afterwards, correct?
Yeah, so after we're done with our portion of the project.
Right. Do you guys usually require a down payment up front?
No.
So it's usually you do the entire thing and then you get the payment afterwards?
Yeah, most of our jobs only last, you know, about 4 weeks.
How long, sorry?
4 weeks.
4 weeks? Okay, that's not too bad. I mean, have you ever ran into the situation, at least, where you might be able to take on multiple projects at the same time?
We're doing, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 jobs at once.
Oh, wow. How big is the, how long have you guys been in business?
About 12 years, 13
oh, okay.
years.
So you guys are pretty established then.
Yeah.
I see. So I assume sales are pretty good.
Not bad.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear. I mean, if you were to get an extra, you know, $250,000, would there be anything you'd be able to do with them?
If it was free money, I could do a lot with.
That is true. But, like, the reason I ask is because we work a lot with construction companies, and obviously it depends on your turnover and how you guys do there, whether it's worth it for you or not. We don't just loan out money, you know, for the heck of it. We obviously take a look at your sales, which is what we base it off of. And typically we're able to... Sorry?
I understand.
Oh, yeah. And typically we can lend out 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So... it's usually a lot more than a line of credit, so I'm just kind of wondering if you guys were ever into those situations where you could take on more projects, or you could do more, or you could expand, or anything like that.
Yeah, most of the work I do is we get paid pretty easy, so we grow slowly, so I don't have to borrow money to grow.
Okay, so it's kind of like a steady growth, but you're
right.
Yeah, but on a slower pace. All right. I mean, I just kind of wanted to come in and see if we could be of help to you. Would you mind if I just shoot you an email just so you keep me on file in case anything ever comes up?
Yeah, you can do that if you'd like.
What's a good email for you?
Well, I gave it to you last time you called me, but it's carl@azwestbuilders.com.
Carl at azwestbuilders.com. Westbuilders.com.
Yes,
sir. All right, I'll just put together a little kind of like an info email, and you know, if anything were to ever come up, you feel free to reach out to me and you know, check out our website and reviews and things like that.
Okay, what was your name again?
All right, my name is Hashem.
Hashem?
Hashem, correct.
Okay, take care and have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Carl. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.